Most of the lower Midwest picked up on significant precipitation in the past couple of days, and some of that moisture will likely help to raise the river levels on the Ohio River system as well as parts of the Tennessee River system. But no significant changes will occur on the lower Missouri or the middle Mississippi River systems, both of which continue to be experiencing some falls in the river levels. And even though there was a big snow event that occurred in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota over the weekend, that moisture is tied up as snow lying on top of the ground, and it may be very slow melting. And the end result of that would be a very slow trickle of increased river moisture. And so it's probably not going to change the river flows, is what I'm trying to say. If we all of a sudden melted all at once, then maybe we see a little bit of a short-term improvement on the Mississippi River, but that is not likely to occur. I think it's much more likely it'll be a slow melt, and therefore a lot of the moisture will be left in the soil, and very little of it will reach the river system. We do still need to see significant amounts of precipitation throughout all of the plains in the western Corn Belt, even though we have snow on the ground now in most of South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and northern parts of Iowa. It's starting to look a little bit more normalish from a snow cover perspective, and the soil is still very dry. Winter wheat damage likely occurred overnight last night in hard red winter wheat producing areas. The unfortunate thing is we just don't have a good handle on how much damage actually occurred and how much of an impact it's going to have on the bottom line. The most important thing is the temperatures did go below zero this morning in parts of western Nebraska and northwestern Kansas. We had single-digit readings all the way down into the Texas Panhandle, and temperatures earlier in the weekend were as warm as the 60s in the Texas Panhandle, and it was just a few days before that we saw 60-degree readings in parts of the Central Plains as well. The forecast continues to suggest dry weather for many of these areas. I should point out, too, there was no snow on the ground this morning in any of these areas I just mentioned that got so cold. There was a little bit of snow that occurred in western parts of the Texas Panhandle, and there was also some snow on the ground in east central and southwestern crop areas, of Colorado. So there might not have been much of an issue in some of those spots, but that represents a very minor part of wheat country. The next storm system to impact hard red winter wheat areas will be this Friday and Saturday. A little bit of light precipitation will move across the region. Temperatures will likely get quite warm ahead of it again. 50 and 60 degree highs will occur across wheat areas and will turn right around and start to cool things down again. We will not see another bitter cold air mass, though, for a while. The precipitation that occurs Friday and Saturday is likely to end up being lighter than what the model data suggests, and I stand firmly with my previous comments that portions of the region from Texas Panhandle into Kansas will see dry or mostly dry conditions through a big part of the next 10 days to 2 weeks. We did expect to see the Midwest to continue to see some periodic precipitation over this next 10 days to 2 weeks, in addition to that which occurred over the weekend, but most of the precipitation is going to be lighter than that which occurred. Some of the areas from the central parts of the Delta into the Ohio River Valley received anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of rainfall in the past couple of days. These next two or three systems coming through the Midwest will be much faster moving and weaker systems, more like what we usually see this time of the year, but it will help to maintain moisture abundance in those areas. In the meantime, we don't think there'll be a large storm system to impact those western portions of the Midwest. Our temperatures for a while here are going to stay rather cool, but we probably won't be as cold as we are this morning again for a while. The odds are relatively good, though, that we'll see temperatures bouncing around a bit more. We'll look for high temperatures today running 30s and 40s across a big part of the eastern portions of the Midwest, while teens and 20s occur in the west. We'll likely see temperatures tomorrow rebounding a little bit more into the 20s and 30s north and 30s and 40s in the south. And then we'll probably see a little further warming with some 40s and 50s likely for the rest of this week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.